All right, what's up, guys? Back at it again with another episode of the AP3 podcast. I'm here again. My name is Anthony. I'm joined with my lovely co-host.
My name is Alex McBuckets. You guys can find me everywhere, Alex McBuckets. To my far left.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Lito. How y'all doing today on this lovely day? Today is Saturday when we're recording this video. By the way, guys, today is International Women's Day.
Shout out.
Shout out to the women out there, y'all. You do a lot for us. Shout out to the moms, the girls everywhere, you know. Shout out to y'all, man.
All the women in our lives that, you know, just help us out and make us better. You know, we appreciate you. This is to all our family, our friends, and everything like that.
So, fact, shout out to all the women out there, the moms, the tías, the abuelas, everybody that's going dumb hard for the everybody. Like, we love y'all, and we appreciate everything that y'all do for us.
Officially, what is it, National Women's Month, I think, now?
I guess so. Yeah, we could give them the month.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Alex
yeah,
is
yeah.
like, I thought nah, you just wanted a day.
No, not at all. Like, not we gave you a day. But honestly, though, in typical AP3 fashion, you know, it being National Women's Day, what a better way for us to commemorate the day than talking about men's mental health.
Sounds like the cause.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds like there's direct correlation to the two. So honestly, first things first, there's this expression that goes around that like health is wealth. And so, you know, when you're in the best shape possible, you usually breed the best results. I know that that can include, like, going to the gym. I know that that can include, like, you know, just a surplus of things, just being physically active. In y'all own experience, do you think that that's rang true to you guys? Yes or no? And then explain a little bit why.
Yeah, I can completely see that within myself, in the sense of that working out and just feeling better and just healthier habits, it has improved my confidence. Like, from people that know me, I'm a pretty confident person, and I think I get a lot of that from that. You know, if you have not seen, I get made fun of for being short.
Fucking midget.
Or, like, my outfit, wow. You know, wherever it is. And, you know, me hitting the gym and, you know, working out hard.
The gym.
You know, like, it makes me be like, yo, I don't need that. I can just try to be the best version of myself, and that's okay.
He has to compensate a lot.
I do have to compensate. Yeah, you know what I mean? God. I'm not the tallest guy. Oh, mind you guys, aren't that tall either.
Whoa. What are you talking about? Oh, come on.
Sir, you gotta be at least 6 foot to ride this ride.
Yep. Talk you ain't gonna get into Six Flags.
Talk to him.
Ride Six Flags, bro. Get out of here.
Might be 6 foot.
Whoa, don't even. I'm not gonna lie, yesterday we went out. Couldn't tell if it was just the shoes that we were both wearing.
Oh,
but we were low-key, the same height. Low-key. I'm just throwing it out there. No, yo, don't even. Don't even.
Alex is one of those guys that,
Angel,
like,
it'll
be 6 foot, but he's actually, like, 5'11", 5'10".
He has an extra inch?
That's crazy. He has an extra inch? Oh, like, no. I'm not even going to lie. That's just
no.
The way that he's throwing the shade on me right now is honestly insane. Angel, how has the gym helped you out?
Oh, man, the gym has helped me out a lot in regards to, like, building my own confidence. Every time I look at myself in the mirror and I see I'm getting swole, I'm like, yo, I'm the fucking man. And, you know, it improves myself in regards to, like, dating. Because, you know, they see a physical being that's, like, a little bit built. And they'd be like, ooh, that guy goes to the gym. Oh, my God, yeah.
I like that.
You know, and it gives me better options regarding to clothing.
Yeah.
Because it gives me more confidence in regards to, like, I could wear a short sleeve instead of, like, having to wear sweaters all the time to hide the blubber.
I can respect that. I can respect that.
So it just gives me confidence overall, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think that the gym, weirdly enough, provides me with a sense of discipline that I sometimes feel like is lacking. So I usually apply the same discipline that I get from, like, being consistent with my workouts to, like, my livelihood outside of that. And it makes me more confident to, like, endure certain projects and certain anxieties that come across my way, because I just apply the same discipline that I would when I'm working out.
Yeah, it sets a, like, a solid routine that you get to, like, live day in and day out, you know?
It sets a, like, a discipline.
Yeah.
It's a disciplinary thing. Because I know many people that can't keep up with that gym routine, like, on a day-to-day basis. Like, the gym is like a discipline. It's like a routine.
Even just trying to go to the gym 5 days out of the week and you giving yourself 2 days rest. Like,
it's OD.
That's still, like, you can love going to the gym, and I love going to the gym, but if you're going to say that you wake up every day and you want to go to the gym, like, I think you're a liar. I think everybody's human. You know what I mean? You have your days, you know, and it's about acknowledging that and still pushing through that, doing something that you don't want to do. And it's like, it's okay.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think that kind of brings us to this like next topic, you know, being that we're talking about the discipline and being that we're talking about the resilience that you can somewhat build. I wonder, do you guys think that like words of like affirmation, so like being able to acknowledge that you're doing good while you're doing certain things, do you think that that helps you? Or do you think that like when you're getting like shit spoken about you or something like that, do you think that that assists you in like lighting a fire under your ass and being able to help you out in what you're trying to do?
Listen, I think talking shit, because I know you guys talk a lot of shit to me when we play sports, it lights a fire under me. So I've learned that firsthand that I respond to tough love a lot.
Yo, he goes crazy.
But I think, honestly speaking, like the tough love is great, but I think I respond better to like the motivation. Like, oh, you're doing well. Keep going, bro. Oh, you're doing, making strides in this. Because it gives you confidence. Damn, you know?
That's an interesting take, for real.
But, you know, I think it just gives me more strength in my own mind to like keep pushing and keep going forward. That's just the way I'm built. Because sometimes when I'm critiqued, and I'll be honest, I'm a sensitive guy. I have no problem saying that right now. Sometimes when people insult me, I do take it a bit to heart. But listen, that's just the way I am. And I'm, you know, I have to, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, of course.
Honestly, that is like super common. Like most people need positive reinforcement and don't do well with any type of negativity or anything of the sort. I'm like a little bit in the middle of it, where I like to give the like that type of positive, you know, reinforcement to myself. I'm willing, and I can acknowledge when I'm doing something well and like give my own props a little bit. But I do also agree with, like, you know, if someone else is talking down on me or disrespecting me or, you know, making me seem less than I actually am, I think that does light a fire under me and it wants me to prove them wrong even more. What's so funny about that?
No, there's nothing funny about it. It was the idea that came to mind for me is just that, like, you know, there's nothing you can do about your height. So there's nothing you can do to overcome that obstacle that you're dealing with.
It's okay, and I'll overcome it.
Yeah. So I kind of agree with you guys in totality, because I'm somebody who does kind of dabble in both realms, similar to Anthony. Like I am somebody who can be sensitive at times to criticisms that are given to me, but I also feel like when it comes to like this competitive nature, and that could just be something that's like prominent in men, like across the board, you know, like between the boys, once you start talking and like, you know, it instills something within you that just allows you to find the resilience to keep going and like makes you dig deeper to be able to like improve at something or like have something happen. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, it's just also dependent on like who your competitors are around you as well. Because if I'm fucking competing with like Anthony or Angel in like a physical thing, fucking A. As much as I'm gonna get like tight or like try to go harder, like these guys always have like an extra gear, and I'm like,
second gear.
Holy shit. Yeah, no, for real. I'm literally thinking about us playing handball right now. Insert the clips of me saying like fuck all the time.
I think we have a competition.
we have a fuck ton.
No, I think it definitely does matter who it is, because if it's like between us and the boys,
yeah.
It's freaking game on. We'll be sore the next day. We don't care. We'll do whatever we got. Like, we're putting our pride on the line. But if it's just like someone random, you know, I think we will still have that. You know what I mean? But it wouldn't be as intense, you know, just because we know each other, you know?
I completely agree. Yeah, I think that, again, with the respect that we have towards one another and the relationship that we've been able to build, that's why we have this level of comfort in being able to talk to each other a certain way.
So I wanted to pose a question to you guys, because I've been thinking about this lately. The concept of suppressing emotions for men. It's been talked about, like, I think since like the beginning of time, like where men have been brought up to basically suppress their emotions and be like the backbone of like society and be the backbone of family. For example, like I come from a household where my dad was the backbone. Like he said, like the way of like,
you know, being that tough dude that just works all day. Like, he doesn't really cry a lot, you know, and that was instilled to me as well. But I've been thinking about this recently. I've been talking to myself and saying, maybe showing off a more emotional side of me is beneficial because it gives me an opportunity and it gives people around me an opportunity to understand my emotion and understand where I'm coming from too. So I wanted to see your perspective and see if maybe I'm bugging or maybe I'm not bugging. What do y'all think?
Nah, I don't think you're bugging. I think it's just a natural thing that society puts on men to just be tough, be strong. You know, they tell you nobody's gonna come and save you, nobody's gonna come and help you, like, you have to do it, you know what I mean? And, you know, if you want a family in this life, you know, you're gonna be the head of that. So it does make it like more likely that you suppress your emotions, that if you're going through tough times and stuff like that, it's easier just to self-isolate and, you know, not deal with it and just deal with it internally maybe, or just being like, my emotions don't matter right now. There's things that need to get done and that's more important than how I feel. But then people get caught up. It's like a glass, you know, you can fill up that water as much as you can, but eventually you'll let it overfill, you know? What I tend to do is, you know, because I get that same type of pressure too, where I think I have certain women in my life that I can vent to and be emotional with and cry and just...
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
All because they struggle to have female friendships.
That's not the case.
No, but to get back into it, where it's like I can confide in them and be vulnerable enough with them, and they'll just purely listen. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, with guys, we're programmed to problem solve. So if I'm just venting to you guys about an issue, you'll, in your best way, try to, you know, find a solution or be like, oh no, have this type of mentality towards it, or have this type of perspective towards it. Where with a woman, they'll just listen to you and they'll just literally just let you let it all out. And sometimes you need that more than just
letting it all out on women very frequently.
No, I do not.
Yeah. I completely understand the avenue of being able to express it in to the sense that you're giving it, where you have that sort of like outlet, you have somebody to speak to. I think that being able to suppress the emotion isn't ideal for anybody. Like, again, in our own experiences, I can speak for myself in the sense that, like, sometimes the suppression of the emotion doesn't necessarily bode entirely well. It also allows you to kind of get this emotional intelligence when you're able to have these conversations with people. I feel like you shouldn't have the conversations with everybody. You should have the conversations with people that you can confide in and, you know, can propose somewhat of an, not necessarily like a solution, because again, I like you said earlier, like, sometimes you're just trauma dumping or sometimes you're just venting to people, mm-hmm. and you just want to get it out. But I do think to a certain degree, there should be an avenue that is explored for you to find an outlet for those emotions and have them come to light. I also don't think that it's a bad idea. I know there's a lot of men who's probably going to be watching this and be like, oh, you know, they're just chatting or whatever the case may be. But I think that it's not a bad idea to, you know, occasionally cry if it feels like it's too overwhelming. Not, you don't have to do it in like a broad setting or nothing like that, or do it for like attention based or nothing. No, like, and you don't even do it to kind of grant a response. You just do it so that you can get the emotion out. Allow yourself to feel it right then and there, and then know how to move afterwards. That's just how I look at the situation. But I definitely think that there should be an outlet.
There's definitely, like, a lot of men out there that, like, are calling us pussies right now and just be like, yo, just,
yeah, which is
be
fine.
A fucking man. Stop complaining.
I think that also where it comes to, like, the area of stop complaining, it's we're not complaining to a broad mass. Complain to those who you feel like, again, you can confide in and you can get a solution out of, or just let it out in the given moment, and then that's it.
You know what's funny is that I think men also need to broaden, like, have more of a sense of camaraderie with others. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I feel like me personally, as I've grown, I've understood the concept of, you know, opening myself up to more people. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'll be honest, I spend the most time alone. So listen. Being alone is freaking boring, okay? Being alone is boring, you know? And I've learned that the hard way, because I think it contributes a lot to
why, for example, me, I've grown like very hard shelled kind of.
I think that you brought up like a really, really good point in the sense that there is this feeling of like you can have this kind of self-isolation. And then when you develop that kind of like shelled sort of attitude or like shelled sort of demeanor, it makes it difficult again to find yourself in a situation where you can open up, even if it is within like your closest groups. So I think that, you know, a lot of men deal with that sort of loneliness and they deal with the fact that they're suppressing everything and they're putting things off to the side. And if I'm being very honest, friendships like the ones that we have, like being able to just have it be like free flowing, you know, making the effort to actually hang out with one another and mm-hmm. have those conversations and be able to come together really benefits the three of us, but really benefits the relationships that we have outside of the friendship that we have. Like, it just makes us more like being able to be more receptive and being able to be a more like camaraderie. I'm gonna fuck that up. Camaraderie, right? That is that the word?
Camaraderie between us.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. Wow. Fuck. Okay. I'm so fucking
no,
dumb.
No, but it definitely leaks in, and then like picking back off of what you said, the loneliness is hard. You know what I mean? It can be very boring, and you know that kind of leads into like that like mental health depression where we just want to just separate, you know what I mean, and disassociate and maybe just like enjoy themselves and occupy themselves with another aspect of that. But how do you feel about like the loneliness aspect of mental health,
man? I think the loneliness is like, it's good and bad, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's a it's a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, being alone allows you to reflect upon your own thoughts. It allows you to regroup. It allows you to think about what you did right or what you did wrong during the week or during the day or during the hour that you know, whatever.
So do you think that spending too much time within your own thoughts can also be deterring? Not necessarily be a good thing?
I just hate opening up to these type of topics because I'm, like I said, I'm basically literally saying...
Literally opening up right now on the pod.
I built up a shelter all these years, so it's like it's hard.
You gotta let us into the shelter.
Yeah, the AP3 family.
Listen, I'm like
it's raining.
Listen, I'm like the Greek wall of China, man. It's